Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Money can definitely buy you happiness when you're poor. People who tell you otherwise are kidding. You can even buy it when you're rich, but that's a bit more difficult. Basically, if you think money can't buy happiness, you probably don't have enough of it, or you're spending it poorly. Let us explain. Here's what most people get wrong. Money shouldn't be emotional, but the lack of it can cause emotional pain. It's hard to be happy when your child is starving. It's hard to be happy when you're in debt and you've just been fired. The truth is, if you think money will make you happy, then you're probably right. If you think money will not make you happy, you're probably right as well, because money solves money problems, and many of life's problems happen to be money problems. If happiness is the outcome of peace, as long as you have money problems on your hands, your mind or soul cannot sustain happiness. There are two different kinds of happiness in existence: momentary happiness, like when your dog licks your face, or the state of happiness, such as when you're in a loving relationship, you're healthy, you live in a comfortable home, and reality is positively predictable. Differentiating between the two is crucial. Most people confuse happiness with pleasure. And if pleasure is what you're after, wealth is absolutely the best vehicle for that. Money can always buy pleasure, but there are diminishing returns to that transaction. The first bite of chocolate is always the best one. The more and more chocolate you eat, the less delicious the chocolate becomes. If you keep on going, you'll eventually be sick and your body will reject it. The more you think about it, the more you realize there's no such thing you can do over and over again and get the same kind of happiness return. Indulging in pleasure generates the momentary happiness we were speaking about earlier. It's like a shot of happiness. You experience it when you buy something you really want or when you get a text from your crush. Your brain floods with endorphins and you feel warm and excited on the inside. But that's not why you're watching this video. You're not after the surface level happiness. You want the real deal, the true deep stuff. Well, money can definitely get you really close to it and even open the door for you to finally take that step on your own. Here's why that is. The purpose of wealth is to make life less shitty. For as long as you live, remember why you're earning money in the first place. It might not be a direct purchase of happiness, but it sure as hell protects you from all of these sources of unhappiness. Money protects the people that make you happy. Picture a parent with a child suffering from a rare disease. This parent would give anything for their child to be cured of the illness. What if you had the money to be able to afford the surgery and now you can enjoy seeing your child grow up to be an amazing adult? Does that constitute as happiness? We think so. You see, Aluxers, it's not the number on your banking app or how high the stack of dollar bills is, but it's the effect that money can have on your reality when you use it wisely. If there was ever a smart way to buy happiness directly, we're about to share with you the ultimate secret. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it allows you to give it away. Take a moment to think about that. Happiness is contagious. When other people are happy, their happiness rubs off onto us. If this is true, and based on personal experiences, it is, then the happiness hack that you've been waiting for your entire life is as follows. Make other people happy, and you will be happy yourself. It's that simple. We call it the happiness arbitrage, and it shouldn't be confused with having a responsibility to make anybody happy. No one is responsible for anyone else's happiness but themselves. But you can definitely help. If something costs you a little but generates plenty of happiness in other people, you should always make that trade, because the overall happiness in the world increases. Taking 10 minutes to call your grandma will make her entire day, so you should always make that trade. This is why people subscribe to our channel, and so should you. Subscribe and call your grandma afterwards. You know what's a great metaphor for life? Money can always buy you ice cream, and unless you drop it, you'll always be pretty happy to enjoy it. But wait, there's more to it. There are three big things money can do for you that will add up to happiness. Money reduces intense stress, and stress is one of the things we're fighting with the most today. More money brings greater control. We find trouble in fear, uncertainty, and doubt. As humans, we've evolved to be scared of the unknown, of the darkness. But money is a flashlight that leads to a predictable road ahead. It gives the tools necessary to have a fighting chance. And thirdly, higher incomes lead to higher life satisfaction. At the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you have esteem and self-actualization. In society, we judge others by how well they are able to navigate life based on their mastery of those needs. Since money can pretty much solve most of the levels on the pyramid, of course, we conclude that money can buy happiness. There's even science to back this up. In 2010, two Nobel laureates in economics published a paper that created a tidal wave of interest, both inside and outside academia. It showed that money can buy happiness up to $100,000 in yearly income. The original paper listed the benchmark between $60,000 to $70,000, but we had to adjust for inflation. So after the $100,000 per year mark, money has little impact on your overall happiness. Money buys you comfort, and comfort breeds happiness on its own if you know how to leverage it. You see, Aluxers, money might be able to buy you a house, but it's you that has to turn it into a home. You might not realize it yet, but the most important thing money can buy is time. Whenever someone says to us that money can't buy happiness, we respond with, but it can buy us time with our kids. It can buy you time with your partner. It can buy you time with your parents. The time you otherwise would have to trade in order to get money to pay for everything you need to be alive. You only realize the value of buying time and its correlation to happiness after you've successfully done the trade. Once you see the power of money in the purchase of things that make your soul feel full, you can never go back. If you think that money cannot buy happiness, use your money to buy experiences for you and those you love. Experiences turn into memories, and memories are the cornerstone of your happiness. Look back on the best memories of your life, and a smile comes to your face. We can draw happiness from our own past. Want to be long-term happy? Use the money to fill up your memory bank, and you can always draw happiness from them. This is the entire philosophy behind living a good life, a life worth remembering. Happiness is a social thing, and money can either make or break social ties. If you win the lottery and everybody you know comes begging for money, the result is you'll be less happy. One, you either gave them your money and now you feel like you have less, or two, you say no and they resent you for it. Money only makes you happy when you're not selfish. Instead of spending it on yourself, spend it on other people and see what happens. But does that mean you need money to be happy? That's definitely not the case. But from a strategic perspective, it's like playing the happiness game on hard mode when you have the option not to. It's easier to solve money than to survive happily without any material needs. Society doesn't help either. We've structured society in such a way that despite living in the most abundant time in history, it's really hard for most people to overcome their realities. This is why we praise success and put it on a pedestal. Fortunately for everyone watching, you have the resources needed at your fingertips to generate wealth for yourself due to the largest technological revolution humankind has ever seen. We want you to be wealthy so you no longer have to worry about money. We want you to be wealthy so everyone around you is wealthier because of you. The world rewards those who change it for the better by giving them wealth, and if they choose it, happiness too. As long as you're chasing happiness or money, you will not find either. Okay, listen carefully because this golden nugget might just be the key to the happiness you were searching for. The flower doesn't worry itself over the bee. It simply blossoms and the bee comes. And it's the same with life, wealth, or happiness. Albert Camus put it elegantly when he said, "You will never be happy if you continue to search for what happiness consists of. You will never be happy if you are looking for the meaning of life." You don't piece together a makeshift version of wealth or happiness. Instead, become the person worthy of happiness or worthy of wealth. Be the person who generates wealth for others, and you will be wealthy yourself. Be the person who makes other people happy, and you will be happy yourself. The game is simple, Aluxers. It's just that most people are playing it wrong. Next Sunday, we're doing a special video on the game of life and how to win it from an actionable perspective. We're already working on it. If this video inspired you and you think you have a real shot at happiness, make sure to write the word happy in the comments. That way we know which ones of you are on the right track. Stay blessed, Deluxers. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.